Sabbath blessings, one and all, and welcome to our main church service on this 28th day of January 2017. Sabbath blessings to those that are joining with us over the phone or listening to the recorded service or listening from WLMR Radio. We appreciate you choosing to fellowship with us as we unitedly lift our voices and our thoughts towards the Lord, becoming one with Him and allowing Him to enlighten our minds with His truth and thus be set free. So welcome, one and all. Our opening song is titled, I Will Follow Thee, My Savior. And after our youth and adult Sabbath school lesson, this is very appropriate. I will follow thee, my Savior. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoe'er my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though the road be rough and thorny, trackless as the foaming sea, Thou hast trod this way before me, and I'll gladly follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior, thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though I meet with tribulations, sorely tempted though I be, I remember thou wast tempted and rejoice to follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior, thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though through great and fierce affliction, poor forsaken though I be, Thou wast destitute, afflicted, and I only follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior, thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Though through Jordan's rolling billows, cold and deep thou leadest me, Thou hast crossed the waves before me, and I still will follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads as far as possible. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us this morning. We thank you for bringing us together on this Sabbath. And we thank you for blessing the Sabbath. Heavenly Father, as we are here to fellowship, we ask that you open our hearts, you open our minds to not only hear the lesson, Heavenly Father, but to consume the lesson as though it was food, as nourishment for our bodies and soul. And Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you've done for us throughout this week and what we ask for you to continue to bless and guide each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, throughout this week, there have been prayers that have been placed in the room, both in the room and silent and unspoken prayers. Heavenly Father, thank you for lifting those prayers. Thank you for answering those prayers, and we will continue to lift those prayers to you, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, for my wife and I, we have a foster child that we just acquired not long ago. His name is Jacob, and Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless him and guide him and help just to watch over his spirit and help us to guide him and lead him to the Lord, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, once again, you've watched over us, you've guided us, you've led us. And as we learn this lesson today, Heavenly Father, we ask that as we go out, that you guide our words, you guide our thoughts and tongues so that we can spread the words that we've learned here today. Because we realize that this lesson that we will learn here today will be what we need for our salvation. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We ask for your continued blessings, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' holy and blessed name, amen.
In Jesus' holy and blessed name, amen.
Amen. And a thank you, dear brother. And a praise the Lord for being foster parents, and we will indeed be keeping you and precious Jacob in our prayers. This is part 3 in our series, To Love the Lord Thy God. And we're dealing with the subject of loving him mentally from your mind. And we learned last Sabbath that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, mind, and strength. And in order to do this, we must first open the door of our heart to God, covenanting with him through baptism and then working earnestly to cleanse our body temple, mentally, spiritually, and physically from all the filth that we've allowed to accumulate there until it becomes completely cleansed and sanctified and thus ready for our holy Lord God to dwell in us. And we then focused upon mental cleansing, which involves purifying all the processes connected with our mind, such as our thoughts, our decisions, our willpower, imaginations, etc. And this mental cleansing must first be done because whatever we think and dwell upon is what we eventually will become. And this is because our thoughts give rise to action. Repeated actions develop into habits. And it is by our habits that our characters are formed, either for good or bad. We then discover that the mind, in its unconverted state, is indeed filthy. The Bible mentions that it is proud, puffed up, vain, boastful, fleshly, unclean, unrighteous. It's wicked, lascivious, corrupt, covetous, greedy, malicious, unmerciful, envious, hateful, deceitful, spiteful. It's also wrathful, angry, bitter, disobedient, implacable, and reprobate. Filthy indeed. The Bible also says that the unconverted mind loves to debate, to gossip, to backbite, and invent evil things. It has no problem lying, stealing, breaking promises, cussing, cursing, and fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. The unconverted mind lacks understanding as well as natural affection and true love for others. And this is all because the unconverted mind is given over to Lucifer to dwell and rule in as his synagogue and temple. And thus you will come to view things the same way he views them, and to act the same way that he acts. And in this unconverted, filthy state of mind, you are alienated from God as his enemy. Now, we also learned that it is only possible to cleanse our mind from all of this filthy wickedness by coming directly to Jesus Christ for cleansing. And no matter how bad your wicked habits may be, Christ will give you the strength to resist, overcome, and fully remove these habits, and thus will be able to achieve a full and complete cleansing and renewal of your mind through Christ, which will strengthen you. So then each one of us must go forward in faith, working in harmony with Christ to cleanse and renew our mind from all wickedness to all holiness. And it is possible through Christ, which strengthens you. But this cleansing of our mind involves more than just purifying our current mental condition. And we're going to be learning about this additional cleansing today. So the cleansing of our mind involves more than just purifying our current mental condition. And this is because we are all constantly choosing to allow different kinds of information to enter into our mind and then into our memory. And this information can be either good or bad. And so it will be continually affecting our minds either for good or bad. And this information entering our mind and memory comes through whatever we allow ourselves to see or watch, such as on TV or with movies, etc. It enters into our mind and memory through whatever materials we choose to read, such as in books or magazines, etc. And it also enters into our mind and memory through whatever we allow ourselves to hear, such as on audio or musical CDs or radio programs, etc. So since this information is continually affecting our minds and memories in all aspects of our lives, then we need to carefully choose what information we allow in. Now, if you allow into your mind and memory bad information through watching unchristian television programs or movies, or reading unchristian books or magazines, or listening to unchristian music and radio stations, then it will work in your mind to undo all the good cleansing efforts that's being made to purify your mind. It would be like removing all the rubbish through the front door, only to bring it all back in through the back door. So once you begin this process of cleansing and renewing of your mind by connecting yourself with Christ, then you must carefully guard the type and the kind of information that you allow to come into your mind from now on all the way until Christ comes. Now, for those that would like to follow the quotes that I'll be referring to in this sermon, you can find these quotes listed on our website at lightministries.com/ID41.htm. And if you look at quote number one, as it is true that whatever information we allow in our mind will affect us for good or bad, then exactly what kind of information is best and good for you and for all of God's children to allow into our mind and memory while this cleansing process to become a proper sanctuary and temple for our holy God to dwell in continues on day after day? We're told in Isaiah 33, verses 14 through 17. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? In other words, in the very presence of God. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the King in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off, or in other words, heaven. So this shows us that we are not to be watching, reading, or listening to anything that deals with bloodshed or with evil. And this fact of truth alone eliminates most all television programs and movies, as well as most books and magazines, from being good informational material for the followers of God to allow into their minds and memories. So then what type of informational material will be good for you and me to be involved with and to allow into our mind and memory? If you look at quote number two, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. From Proverbs 22, verses 17 to 21. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge? That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. From Acts 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And then in Ecclesiastes 12:10, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. If you look at quote number 3, so after following these words of life and cleansing the informational material that's allowed to enter into your mind, then what should you be spending the majority of your free time thinking on? What kind of thoughts should we have? In Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 7, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of waters, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. So we're to spend time remembering the way in which the Lord thy God hath led thee. In Lamentations 3, verses 19 to 26. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. What else should we remember? In Psalms 119, verse 52, 55, 59, and 60. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. In Proverbs 4, verses 26 to 7. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And then in Psalms 48, verse 9. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. So these verses reveal to us that the best informational materials to be read, studied, listened to, daily allowed in our mind, and recalled back to memory is the inspired Word of God, as well as subjects and sermons dealing with the truth. And it is also good to be spending time remembering how God has mercifully led and guided you one step at a time from how you once were into now how you are living a much better life. And all because of his love, tender kindness, and divine strength being given you on a daily basis. Now, if you look at quote number 4, if we do these things, then what will happen to us? What will occur? In Malachi 3, verses 16 to 17, we're told, and a book of remembrance was written before him, or God, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. So if we spend our time thinking upon God, his words of truth, how he's led us in the past, examining the footsteps, the pathways that we've chosen, the actions that we performed, and turning them from evil to following the Lord, then God's going to take notice of our efforts to work in union with him to cleanse our mind, and he's going to put our names in a book of remembrance and will make us his sons and daughters because we have a heart to serve him, and he will then work with our efforts and bring us the cleansing that we seek, so that he may dwell with us as his temple. So that's the type of the informational materials that we should allow into our mind and memory. But now, what type of music and radio programs should we be listening to, which would include news broadcasts and other things? What should we be allowing us to hear and thus enter into our mind and memory through that avenue? If you look at quote number 5 from Ephesians 5, verses 17 to 19. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So these verses show us that we are to be listening to and singing music or songs or hymns that are spiritually attuned to praising God and Jesus Christ. Music and song that will lift up our heart and spirit with grace and joy in the Lord. Now, this fact of truth alone will eliminate a majority of music and songs as being totally unfit for any of the followers of God to be listening to or singing. So these things have shown us that we need to first prove and test all of these types of informational things and then only allow those to have access to our mind and memory that are the type of informational material which is good. If you look at quote number 6, from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. In Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So once we discover that a particular television program or movie is bad, we're to have no more fellowship with it. Once we discover that a music or a song or a hymn or a radio station is not such that's going to uplift our mind to God, but it's going to bring it downward to the devil, we're to no longer have any fellowship with it. Once we discover that the books or the magazine or the newspaper that we're reading is not lifting our mind up to God, but is bringing it down to the earth, we're to no longer have fellowship with it. We're to no longer allow it to have access into our minds and our memories through these senses of what we hear, what we see. We're only to hold fast to that which is good, not to everything. We need to think on the things that are good, not on the things that are evil. And so if we see something evil on TV or read something evil in the books or hear something evil through what we listen to, then our thoughts are going to tend to that negative wickedness. Even if it's just historical data, or even if it's just what has taken place around the world, our thoughts are going to be focused on that bloodshed. And thus our thoughts are not going to be upon things that are good. We're told in Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. You can't rejoice, truly rejoice, unless the Lord is connected with it. And the Lord is not connected with the things of the devil. So if you want to be truly happy, if you want to truly rejoice, it has to be in the things that God approves of. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Do you want the peace of God that is beyond all understanding to rule in your hearts? If so, then you must guard the avenues to your mind. You must only hold fast and think on the things which are good and let go of everything else that is not approved by God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding will be yours, and will keep your minds and hearts fixed on Christ Jesus. Continuing. Finally, brethren and sisterin, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Or in other words, only allow these types of information access into your mind and memory. Those things, continuing, which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Lot of very powerful admonitions and counsel in these verses of Scripture, dear ones. If we would but follow these, then God would see that we are earnest in cleansing our minds and preparing ourselves to be a fully cleansed and holy sanctuary. And God will aid our efforts and will dwell with and in us, making us his sons and daughters, giving us his peace, joy, love, trust, courage. And companionship. And then the devil has to flee from us, because he cannot dwell where God is. So if you truly love the Lord your God with all of your mind, then this is how you go about doing it. Now, once you have willingly complied with all of this cleansing and renewing process of your mind, then what does God ask you to do? After you've complied with his will, what does he ask you to do? If you look at our last quote, quote number 7, from 1 Chronicles 28, verses 9 to 10. And thou, Solomon my son, you can put your name there. And thou, Dick, Rudolfo, Blue, Jonathan, Kenyon, Ethan, Jemmy, Joshua, Robert, and not just with men, but also with women, daughters of God. And thou, Lynn, Rose, Brenda, Elaine, Joan, Julie, Parma, Yee-Yee, Michelle, Christina and her precious daughters, Cece, Haley, Dominique, Francine. God says to you, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee, dear ones, to build an house for the sanctuary, your house. God has chosen you to build for him to dwell in. Be strong and do it. Be strong, dear ones, and do it. Be earnest with your salvation. Don't delay. And if I miss naming any brothers or sisters here, please forgive me. Add your name into that text of 1 Chronicles 28, 9 to 10. Be strong and build that house for God to dwell in. So, dear ones, you must know for yourself the Almighty and Jesus Christ whom He has sent, and then serve them in faith with a perfect heart and a willing mind, because the Lord has chosen you to build Him a house. And once you comply with this cleansing process, then this shows that you are making your body temple into a proper cleansed place for the Holy Godhead to dwell and rule in you as their sanctuary and temple. Now be strong and do it. Now we've so far discovered how each of us can be cleansed and renewed mentally, but what about spiritually and physically cleansed and renewed? And this is what we'll begin investigating into next time in the series on To Love the Lord Thy God. And praise God for His divine grace and strength and rulership in our lives that makes this possible. May we indeed show the Lord that we love Him with all of our minds. And this is my prayer. Our closing song is titled, My Jesus, I Love Thee. My Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on Thy brow. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love Thee in life, I will love Thee in death, and praise Thee as long as Thou lendest me breath. And say when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love Thee, my Jesus, Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In other words, it's an ever-increasing love, more and more intense and perfect each day. That's how we're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, more and more each day. May that indeed be your goal, and God will help it to become reality. May we bow our heads and knees in closing prayer. Precious Father, thank you so much for making possible the plan of our salvation and for sending Jesus to carry it out, that we might have life, not just in a planned way, but in reality. And thank you, Savior, for making it all possible as well. And dear Spirit, we thank you for bringing about the renewing of our mind through the grace and strength of God through Christ, through you to us. Please continue to work within us a transformation from death to life. Continue to prick our minds when we're allowing bad information in without recognizing it. And then give us the grace and the strength to reveal how much we love the Lord by refusing to let that information enter our mind. May we indeed only allow information that is good, upright, righteous, holy, and godly into our minds, so that Jesus will love to be with us. His praise and love will fill our hearts, and we can have his peace that passeth all understanding. Father, we desire to no longer be the synagogue of Satan for dwell in. We desire to be the temple, the sanctuary for you to dwell in. Forgive us for our filthiness. Please cleanse us. Grant us the grace and the strength to help you in this cleansing and to keep the filth from continually coming in to contaminate and undo the cleansing efforts. For if we have you in our hearts, we have everything we need. But if we don't have you, we are destitute and lost. help us to recognize this more and more and thus cling to you more and more tenaciously each day, that our love for you will be more each day. And thus we can say, if I ever loved thee, my Savior, it's now, because it's greater than it was yesterday. Thank you for your great infinite love for each one of us. And thank you for allowing us to become your sons and daughters, children of the Most High, and no longer children of the Wicked One. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Hugs and love. Brother Rob, I don't know. I'm sitting here listening to this today, and I'm a bit confused on some things. Sometimes it sounds like we're to live with rose-colored glasses and not look at what's really happening. And I get confused, like, say, for instance, the news. Aren't we supposed to watch the news if hurricanes are coming our way? Obviously, that's a devastating situation where you see death and damage all around us. You know, it's not a pleasant thing to think of. It's not glorious. It's a fact. Or what about when you have an escaped convict in town and he's a mass murderer? God is obviously protecting his people, but wouldn't he want us to know that this is happening so we can sit down in a corner somewhere and say, please, Lord, keep me safe from this person? You know, so I'm not quite sure exactly where it ends and where it begins that we're supposed to keep our minds so clear. I mean, my favorite word is fanaticism, and I hate using it in this situation, but you know, where does it stop and where is it okay to have the knowledge of what's going on without it crossing over into the border of being something that's not good? Sorry for my ignorance. Happy Sabbath, everybody.
Oh, thank you for your question, dear sister, and you don't have to apologize. It can be a fine line at times between what is proper and what is improper. And we read earlier that we're to prove all things. So in watching news broadcasts to be kept up to date on the things that are taking place around the world, there's nothing inherently wrong in doing that. But for some individuals, they just like the entertainment of what comes across the news broadcasts. So their purpose is not to distinguish the signs of the times and thus get more ready for the coming of the Lord when they see catastrophes of sea, land, and air occurring one after another. But they just want to be entertained. So I guess it has to do with the motive of why you are watching the news broadcasts that enter into this facet of whether it is something proper or improper to allow into your mind. Now, one thing you need to keep in mind is that there was a study done as to how accurate the news broadcasts were in regard to the actuality of what took place. So when they report on a hurricane coming in and the damage that it did, and how many people lost their lives, etc. All of the broadcasts were tested to see how accurate they were in reporting. They discovered that 15% of the news broadcast was actually factual. It was truth. That meant that 85% of what they broadcast was not truth. So go to God and ask him, is this pleasing in your sight for me to watch this broadcast or to watch this program. That way you will avoid all kinds of fanaticism, all kinds of extremism, and will only focus on the things that please God. Now, we're to be aware of the signs of the times. We're not to hide our head in the sand and not know what's taking place. But you can also go overboard and, you know, just for the excitement, watch documentaries dealing with the destruction of hurricanes and so on. So it's, you know, what is your motive? Why are you watching? Why are you listening? What's the purpose? That's what God is asking us to do, is to question, prove, examine where your feet are going, and then determine whether that is a correct path or not. I know when we had direct access to news channels a while back, I would turn the news on when I was having lunch, and that was what I would watch while I was eating. If the news was all bad, how could that aid in my digestion of the food? Because my thoughts were now focused on the bad things that were happening. And thus my body was reacting to the bad things that were happening. So it's something that we need to think about. Now we don't have direct access to news programs, so I'm not watching the news while I'm having my breakfast or lunch. But still, it's the tenor, the spirit, the type of information that you're watching will affect you for good or ill. So I'm not saying that we're to hermetize ourselves from all information, but we need to prove what is good and what is bad. And in order to have the peace of God within our hearts, we need to focus on the good and not on the bad. So we may recognize that a hurricane has come through, that there's been a lot of death. We may realize that an earthquake has happened and a tsunami has wiped out hundreds of thousands of lives. But we're not to dwell on that occurrence. So it's good information to know, because it's another sign of the time, of the nearness of our Savior's return. But we're not to fixate on that destruction. We're not to spend our time watching documentaries over and over and over again on the destruction, because then it becomes more of an entertainment instead of a recognizing of what's taking place. And that can be a danger point. If we become entertained on the destruction we see others going through and suffering through, then it becomes something that will bring us down, will cause our love for souls to wane. And that is definitely something we do not want to happen within us. Our love for souls must continue to increase, not be lost. Amen. To be earthly minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life. Amen. It will cause our hearts to be hardened and calloused, and thus the love of souls will begin to die out in us. Another comment, it says, your mood will become changed based on what you watch. That's true. Another comment, it says, it's good to be informed, but not to dwell on those things that corrupt our minds. I feel that we have to be wise in sorting out what is important or essential and what is garbage that has to be tossed out of our visual and hearing accessing our minds. Amen. So, you know, when I learned that 85% of what I hear on the news broadcast is not truth, it may be based in part on truth, but it's not factual, and only 15% is factual. That was a real eye-opener to me, because I was tending to believe that whatever was reported was indeed something that occurred, and I was giving it a place in my mind as actually occurring because it was reported on the news. And that was a real eye-opener to find out that I had to unlearn 85% of what I thought was really occurring because it was not factual. And praise God for His grace and for His mercy in being able to hit that erase button in our minds and to eliminate the error from our memories that we cannot do by ourselves.
Amen. Personally, when I was a teenager, because I was like about 19 or 20, I used to work in a record store. And in the record store, they played every music. We're talking about Caribbean, reggae, and being that we have to work in the wholesale and in the retail, we have to learn every single song, in the sense that when people will come and they will say, do you know this song? They don't know the title. They don't know who sang it. So they have to actually sing it before us and in our memory, because of all the things we have to constantly, anytime when there was something new, we had to listen to them, is just in case the customer would like to buy, or they're not sure. It was the hardest thing for me, because I was raised in a musical family. My father was an entertainer. The country that I am, you see music all over the place. And when I became a Christian, sometimes on Sabbath, especially in cities, it was like a nightmare, because you will have calypso playing in front, Jamaican in the back, you have American music on the other side, and it was so hard to be able to try to concentrate, because they usually used to blast the music. And I noticed that even though you try your best not to be able to listen to it, you will find yourself sometimes, when you really wanted to meditate upon God, the enemy will come with the same melody to be able to intervene. And I noticed that I had to pray and ask the Lord to help me, because I had all of this music. And the only thing that I could actually do is constantly be not only on my knees, but removing myself from environment where these things then was already there, and it could be so easily brought up because of the job I used to do. And it's the same thing with anything, with movies or whatever circumstances. It's kind of hard when you are in the position where people will... Do you remember the time when The Passion of the Christ had came out? My phone started to ring more than any other time, because people wanted to be able to discuss the movie. And notice that to discuss the movie, you would have had to try to look at it. And then they had another one where they were saying the 300, where a lot of people was confusing a lot of it with what was happening in the Bible. And they will say, can you please help me to understand? And it's kind of hard, because you have to, well, you know, I never knew how violent the 300 was, because it wasn't something that you was really looking towards it. But a lot of people have a lot of questions, especially when certain movie wants to be able to put a little bit of something from the Bible, and then they have all kinds of stuff. And then that's when you see everybody wants to be able to hear. So when it comes to news, we already know that a lot of things that is happening in the news, majority of the things are not true, but it does ask a lot of questions that the news will not be able to give. And I find it to be opportunities to be able to bring people to the present truth. Because there's a lot of things that is happening all over and all around us. What it really does, it proves the word of God to be true. So it really depends if you're using it for the purpose of self-gratification, or it's going to become a stumbling block to your walk, or it's going to become something that is going to come back and literally be a conflict for you when you want to do the right thing. This is where we have to come and make the decision. What is more important? Because there is a lot of question that comes out of movie. When movies like The Matrix started to come in, people was calling too. So it really depends on each one taking the initiative to go before God, and just like Elder Rob said, in what way this is going to be benefit to my walk, to my character, to whatever it is that I have to do, because the enemy has ways and tools to use these same things to combat and hinder us in our walk. I just wanted to share that.
Amen, and thank you, dear sister. And one thing that you can ask yourself is, how much do I love the Lord? Do I love Him enough to be willing to give this up? And so when you put it in that very basic question, are you willing to show your love for God by giving up wrong, unchristian movies, television programs, music, songs, magazines, books, anything that will allow into your mind things that are not profitable for heaven? Do you love the Lord enough to cleanse your mind, your spirit, and your body from things that are keeping Him away from you? That's the bottom line. And only you can make that decision as to how much you love the Lord. May we dedicate ourselves to the Lord every day and plead for Him and His Spirit to live and move and work within us. Yeah, our dear sister that asked the question mentioned she was referring more to the weather stations than she was to the nightly news or something like that. And especially living in Florida, I can understand. I can understand the need there to know what the weather holds, the possibilities in store. So I can understand that, dear sister. I check the weather station here over the computer quite often over the internet, just to know, you know, what the day supposedly has in store. But I understand. Well, dear ones, are there any other questions or thoughts, any other comments, any testimonies or songs, hymns, spiritual songs that you'd like to sing and make melody here and in your hearts to the Lord? Please feel free. Amen. A comment in the room says, spiritual warfare is more dangerous than physical warfare. Amen. We learned earlier in the series that whatever we think upon is what we will become. So indeed, the spiritual warfare is much more effective at conquering, at winning the physical warfare than many people realize. Because whoever has the mind is going to win the battle. May we indeed keep our mind fixed on Jesus.
Sabbath blessings, one and all. I think we also need to be very careful with, in regards with this talking of, in regards with the news, and also the idea of looking at things in regards with prophecy, end times events and all that. The big thing going out now is the false news. And I think we need to be careful also about what the fear factor. This is coming, speaking from my own self. I have a tendency to get on with either through Facebook or YouTube videos and stuff like that, and get stuff through sent to my email in regards with prepping and stuff like that. And I do believe we do need to prepare for things that lie ahead and that. But the thing that I have seen with that also is that there's a lot of conspiracy things out there, and especially with the before the election had happened, I had seen things in regards with the possibility of Obama being able to call martial law and get another term of presidency. So all these things can be put out there, and there's a potential of getting consumed with it and getting overwhelmed with it and having it come across our mind where we get into a fear factor with it. And I believe that is something that the media also tries to put across, whether it's a matter of the Black Lives Matter or, you know, separation of this and that, and, you know, what's possibly going to happen, you know, what could possibly happen, a thing with ISIS and, you know, and all this. And, it's just, again, another aspect of the spiritual battle that, we come across. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and a sound mind. Hope everybody has a beautiful and blessed rest of their Sabbath. God bless.
I just want to share a scripture song. Well, actually two, because of the theme that we had just studied. The one from Philippians 4 and Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of his love, make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things shall be added unto you. He has everything you need. Only ask us that we heed and be faithful to the very end. And the day of judgment come, won't you like to be the one to seek his face and to call him friend? Seek ye first the kingdom of his love, Make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added on to you.
Okay, this is the one in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8.
Amen, and thank you for those beautiful songs, dear sister. There's been a request for the hymn, He Lives. And those that would like to take a verse, please feel free. I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
In all the world around me, I see His loving care, and though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation through impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
I know my Heavenly Father knows the storm that would my way oppose, but He can drive the clouds away and turn my darkness into day. And turn my darkness into day. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. The storm that would my way oppose. He knows, my Heather knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. And temporary winds lie blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows the balm I need to soothe my woes. And with His touch of love divine, He heals this wounded soul of mine. He heals this wound, this soul of mine. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. The storm that would my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. And tempers every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows how frail I am to meet my foes. But He make my cause will ever defend, uphold me and keep me to the end. Uphold and keep me to the end. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. The storm that would my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. And temper every wind that blows. I know my Heavenly Father knows the hour my journey here will close. And may that hour, oh faithful guide, find me safe, sheltered by Thy side. Find me safe, sheltered
by my side. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. The storm that would my way oppose. He knows, my Father knows. He knows, I'm sure He knows. And temper every wind that blows.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That was beautiful. And thank you so much. Another hymn comes to mind. O brother, O sister, be faithful. O brother, be faithful, soon Jesus will come, for whom we have waited so long. O soon we shall enter our glorious home, and join in the conqueror's song. O sister, be faithful, for why should we prove unfaithful to Him who has shown such deep, such unbounded and infinite love, who died to redeem us His own?
O brother, be faithful, the city
of gold prepared for the good and the blessed is waiting its portals of pearl to unfold and welcome thee unto thy rest. Then, sister, be faithful, not long we shall stay in weariness here and forlorn. Time's dark night of sorrow is wearing away. We haste to the glory as morn.
O brother, be faithful, he soon will descend. Creation omnipotent King. While legions of angels his chariot attend, and psalms wreaths of victory bring. O sister, be faithful, and soon shalt thou hear thy Savior pronounce the glad word. Well done, faithful servant, thy title is clear to enter the joy of thy Lord.
O brother, be faithful, eternity's years shall tell for thy faithfulness now. When bright smiles of gladness shall scatter thy tears, a coronet gleam on thy brow. O sister, be faithful, the promise is sure that waits for the faithful and tried. To reign with the ransomed immortal and pure, and ever with Jesus above.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
It's beautiful. Praise the Lord. I would like to share him and with all that we have been talking about concerning all the uncertainties. But this title of this hymn is called, I Trust in God Wherever I May Be.
I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may, from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. I'm mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle through the spotless air.
and surely he remembers me. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. A mountain bleak, on the stormy sea, through billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefields, or in the prison pen, through praise sublime, through flood of flames, my heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. A mountain bleak on the stormy sea, through billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. The valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but oh, the shepherd God is lowly sheep. And through the gloom, he leads me home. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. A mountain bleak on the stormy sea, through billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me.
Jesus is real to me. Jesus is real to me. For he lives in my heart. This world has no part. For Jesus is real to me.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Why another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition, have my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do bring up all my comfort. More life for me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble why another's that were calling, do not pass me by.
Dear Lord, don't pass us by. Amen. Dear Lord, don't pass us by.
Right, I have a song that I want to listen to. It is called Yield Not to Temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding will sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. Shun evil companions, battle and wish disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, he'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. To him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we shall conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, he will carry you through.
Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, my own to receive. Oh, fast till I come, the danger is great. Sleep not as to others, be watchful and wait. Oh, fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restores, to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting, oh fast till I come.
Your turn to prayer, when I'm burning bright, he comes to all other light, deep in the night. We'll know he is near, but not now the day, as spring shows that summer is not far away. Oh, fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored, to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Bye, Daddy. Bless you, Sabbath.
Yes, this is our home, the bills on his word, the glorious appearing of Jesus, O Lord. O promises all to stand at the sun. Behold, I come quickly. Oh, faster I come. Oh, faster I come. Sweet promise of heaven. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on the throne. Bright crowns I am waiting. Oh, faster I come.
Amen. All of these songs are beautiful and uplifting, dear ones, and thank you so much. Before we close, are there any other thoughts, any other comments, any other questions or songs or testimonies that you'd like to bring forth? Please go right ahead.
I like to think that on the Sabbath, when we're singing, everybody's singing with us, the whole universe. What a blessing it is to have a Sabbath day when we can devote our time as God devotes his time to us, and we can fellowship one with another. It's a sweet, sweet blessing.
Sing them all over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner leads to loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Oft imparting and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Jesus, we love you. Amen.
I had a problem with my texting. I kept trying to hit Happy Sabbath, love you all as a message, and it kept going on the microphone. I'm so sorry to disturb the singing. I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay, dear sister. Dear ones, it's been a wonderful Sabbath fellowship, and thank you so much for uplifting my heart and for your edifying words and singing and thoughts. Thank you so much. I pray that God will give you all a very wonderful and blessed remaining Sabbath and a very wonderful, blessed new week coming. We look forward to fellowshipping with you soon, but dear ones, please keep looking up. and continue in the process of cleansing yourselves with the grace and strength of Christ aiding you from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We love you and thank you so much for your love for us as well. And I'd like to leave you with this scripture song. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth. And without iniquity, just and right is he. Deuteronomy 32:4. So may God bless, dear ones.